This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Greeting you all in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a blessing to be with you once again to give you what thus saith the Lord. Greeting all those on Facebook Live and on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line. Before I came up, I saw my niece Tanya, my mom, and my sister Tracy. Those are the ones I've seen type of comment. Well, as always, I say I'm excited about God's Word. And truly, there is no exception today. We will be coming from Luke chapter 16, and we're going to look at verses 19 to 31. So grab your Bibles and join us at Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. And it reads this way: "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which will pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from hence thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come once again and we thank you for this opportunity to hear from you. Lord God, my prayer always is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they hear the message and not the messenger. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll like to title this message today, Hell, Do You Really Believe It? Why are we talking about hell today? Well, one, the Lord led me in this direction, but to preach the whole counsel of God, you must not only talk about the love of God, but you must also preach about the wrath of God. Now, I want to start off by saying that I'm no expert on hell, but I'm telling you the only means, our only authority is God's Word, the Bible. That sets our foundation. So if we believe the Bible, we can continue here. The next thing here is that the Bible continually warns about a place called hell. In fact, there are over 162 references in the New Testament.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.